Beginning the current daf, Masechtas Nazir daf Nun daf begins my daf begins his mouth begins the Gemara. Continuing this proof of Rish Lakish, which we already spoke in the previous Amud regarding the drushes of the pasuk that applies to the tumma of oil. Now, as Tosafot quotes the word the Gemara will give a negiya tanya, but regarding touching, we learned the Baisa on a different pasuk, which actually is the pasuk regarding purification. Chol negiya be'etzem, whoever touches regarding a bone of a chol or a person that was murdered. So etzem. Taste quotes do etzim kisayda, which refers to the bone the size of the barley corn, which again this is maga, requires you to have tuma b'chalal, the slain person do eva hanechel menachayis, refers to a limb that's separated from a living person, and ve'imagidei la'azarucha, it does not have enough flesh to regenerate oy b'meis, or when it says in the pasuk with a dead person eva hanechel menachayis, it refers to a limb that's separated from a dead person, ve'imagidei la'halas, does not have enough to regenerate, which takes explain kula kura, they're all psukim, kula drushes, ayalin, maga, all drushes regarding the term of maga of touch. Now, when it says in the pasuk, ibe kever, it takes quotes words of gemara or a grave, Rav Shmuel HaKashmi says, ibe kever, shlofen, it refers to a grave before the speech, meaning, shakud ma'am term, before the term was given. Which takes a bit tzarchim, one has to look into it, Rabban, Rav Shimon, the Rabban of Rav Shimon. That means that they disagree with Rav Shimon, they say, yivam, etab, samach, alfam, afta, afkebe, ibe kachav, metam, ba oil, that even the graves of idol worshippers contaminate in the same oil. Deloitte, the shin, odd, matam, they don't expand the passage, it says, odd, kiamas, ba oil, that you're called Adam and atam, kurim, odd, mechulu, but not the ibe kachavim. So, my etzuch, ibe kever, why didn't you have to include those from before matam, taira, which are, let's say, bene naiv slash ibe kachavim? But even they have a tumas avayel. So why do we have to include with ibe kever? You can say it's Rav Shimon. You're right. Not going like Rabban. Going like Rav Shimon, who holds that no, ibe kachavim and neir don't have it. And this we have to say that those lufnei adibe have it. But this is taisa me of course what's difficult. As gizmer branch begins the hachigam and the gig. So here the pasuk is talking regarding touch. Umayde Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon agrees to give the ibe kachavim matam bagamasa that the graves of non-Jews contaminate with touch and with carrying them. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yehuda and they end up some chavim up. But there's a limit like Rabbina, pushing it to say that our Gemara is that this Jewish is not like Rabbina. So rather, she explains, Kebesh l'bnei adibur, what does it mean, a grave from before Matan Torah? I mean, the Gam Oysen Shemesh, and the Gears is Acher Matan Torah, even those who died after Matan Torah, but Kleid Mishnema Parashat Tumas Mez, before the actual Parashat of Tumas Mez was given to the Jewish people. Oh, the Sagat, I mean, you would have thought to say, Odm Kiyamas Ba'ayol, you're right. Abdi Kachavim will have it. But anyone who died before that parashah was given, even after Matan Torah, it says a man that will, in the future tense, die in the oil, which only parashah of Eilech, but if they died beforehand, before this dibur, not before Matan Torah, before this dibur of this actual mitzvah, then maybe they won't have the halach of Tumas Mes, therefore you have to include it from Kever. Okay, it's about Bezeh, so it says we find similarly, yes, the parak bas of the Haris, and the last parak of Haris, the Abiyotah of Mouth. The match of Pasig, that there was a Pasig that was required, Lezav Shlofnei Adibur. For Zav, that was before the Torah was given, Mishum, because it's as the Gir says, the Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Ish, ki ye Zav Mzav, any man that will flow from his flesh, from here on, then we need a special Reva. So the same thing is also over here. And then it says, Mike Shin, but there's a question that they ask, Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, Amai have a Rebbeinu Mitzayim Marzah Machpelah, why would the Rebbeinu demarcate the Marzah Machpelah? The Parak has about nothing more brings in Bamba Basadap and Chazam and Abba, Koid Mantar, Reb Shimon, Mitzayim Oil, but he holds, that which is before Matan Torah is not going to have Tumas of Oil. He was saying only as Tumas of Magamas that we're including a Bekever. We say we don't make a sign for something that does not have Tumas of Oil. So the Riva says that you're right, although anyone before Matan Torah, before Klal Yisrael, does not have a Tumas of Oil, Adam Atam, but the Shabakari Adam Atam, it's Adam Kemas of Oil, Adam is for sure Adam Rishon. And Vavram, who is Adam Agil Banakim, he's the great, the word Adam is mentioned by him, he's the Adam Agil Banakim, as the, it says in Bereishis Rabba. So they're called Adam, and therefore they have Tumas Oil. Well, you know, I mean, another part, the Ksavi holds, Mekevish Lepnei Adibur, that the grave from before Matan Torah, near Bekever, we're going to include the grave, as the Ranch Bekevish Lepnei Adibur, Shal Matan Torah. That's like the other Pshat, that's from before Matan Torah, that is including this of Avram and Adam, and therefore he had to be mitzayin Moses Machpelo. Next test matter, begin the words of the Gemara that Ella. So the Gemara wanted to know this case. This is where your Shlokas Raya is, but it says even Names. What's it talking about? If it has a etzim kazayva, so that's already the case of an agia be'etzim that already mentioned in the pasuk. So obviously that it doesn't have etzim kazayva. As Tais quotes, El Veles be'etzim kazayva. And even so, Matame. We see that it's going to be Tamei Brachman and Rabbi, and the Torah is including it for the halacha of Tama, as Tais explains, Kivin Yishmei Ebesham, because it has a full limb, even though it does not have Etzim Yisrael. And that Tais quotes with the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechon Amalek Rabbi Yechon would tell you that no, La'olam this big is the truth is it has a bone the size of a barleycorn. But in the Lamagoy, if it's not going to teach you anything regarding mug, because that the pasuk already teaches, so it's going to teach you something regarding caring. So he explains, in the Lamagoy, it's not going to teach you regarding touching, because it's not for the Lamagoy, and that's explicit in the pasuk of touching a bone, because we're saying that it does have etzem gezeila. So rather, today in Lamagoy, it's going to teach something regarding masa, where it's teaching that etzem gezeila, what type of masa, that's the barak, what type of masa, because the pasuk talks about touch, we're telling that's even with masa. So he said, it's a little bit difficult because if that's the case, my comment, so what's the price of saying, oy b'meis, that pasuk is teaching is Eba Nechel b'meis, that refers to a limb that fell from a dead person, and the ispik are like Rebbe Yechon's teaching has a bone the size of a barleycorn. The main point is not the Eber Shabbat, it's really the Etzem Kisaira, so it's difficult why mentioning as an Eber. Next, this must begin the words of the Gemara that we said. In the Mishnah, okay, you spray day 3, day 7, and it's Saiser. So the Gemara wants to know, this that we said that is not going to count, as Tais quote the words of the Mishnah, he's not going to start to count Achi Yitar to purify himself, he brings his Kabbalahs. By the way, they've had the following question, Achi Yitar, when the Mishnah says, the Masnitin of the Mishnah, that until you purify, what's that going on? Is that, as Tais quote the words of the Gemara, B'shvikoi? Meaning, as Tais explains, the Achash and Tabal, after he tables, he's in, he sprays himself, the Gilach, and he cuts his hair. Maschal Maisi Yem Limnus Nazir, that day he starts counting Nazir, Tab Yev Kabbalahs, B'shvikoi, and his Gemara Kabbalahs the next day. And therefore, as the words of the Gemara are Mani Rebelazi, who is it? Rebelazi, double L, Parak Mishama, that he said, your cousin based Maslam on the other, start counting right away. Pirish Maslam on the Mishavi, start counting on the seventh day of Yerushalayim, like we explained over there. Or as the words of the Gemara, I do maybe Vishminikai, it's going day 8. Umaya Chetar, what does it mean when he purifies himself? Should be Kabbalah, when he brings his Kabbalah. Umani, then who's the time of Mishra Abani? As Tesis explained, Dami, that they say, Vikidishesh Behmahu, and it says in the Pasig that he sanctifies his head on that day, it means Behmah was Kabbalah, when he brings his Kabbalah, then he starts over. But not day 7. So Gemara says, Tashmat Zvinga Raya, Meditani, from that the Sefer taught, which is the coming Mishnah, it says, Maskaman Miyad, he starts counting right away, which as Tesis explains, Bahadi Hanach, Shein Anazim, maybe Karman Tuma. Tuma, those cases that the Nazar does not bring a carbon of Tuma. And he sprays himself day 3, day 7, the Maskaman Miyad starts counting right away. The Hain B'Shvi, which day 7, how do we know that? In the Zakhalevi Karman Tuma, because those cases of the Sefer, he doesn't have to bring Karman Tuma. Ah, the Dik is, it says it quotes Ha, and taking out the word Mar, Ha Bereisha, but in Bereisha, Adik Tani, when we say, Balei Kitani, it doesn't say, Maskamun Miyad, you start counting right away, come up and say, like, what is Sefer? Shemamina, obviously, the Reisha, Chaitar, when it's in Reisha, until you purify himself, it doesn't say Miyad, because we have a Karbanisim Kama, because he has to bring his Karbanis. And which is day 8. Mani, who is it? Must be a Karbani, he must be going like Drabon. Next test was the beginning words of the Mishnah. This is the Sefer that we were mentioning all along. Schache, Superais, overhangs and protrusions, which Tais explains in the Fajr, Begumah, Manu, the Gemara explains exactly what these are. Next to the Maskal, Besa Pras. Tais explains, what's a Besa Pras? It's Sadish Nefesh Bekev, it's a field that a grave was plowed over. So up at the distance of 100 amas, that come more concern. Shema Dildal HaMachrish about some maybe the plows made the bones move. Ben Ishtar Shem Etz Kumsar, and they remained in that area, a bone the size of a barleycorn, because it plowed over the bones of the dead person. Now, but like a tumah of a rabbanan, that area only has a tumah from rabbinic halacha. Another case of our Mishnah is ve'etz amen, the Gentile lands, which as Tais explains, the guys of rabbanan tumah. The rabbanan where they were also guys of tumah. Because I'm praying Shabbat Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's from Malach. Another case of our Mishnah is ha'goyel v'adayfik. So what is that? So Perush Rashi, Perikam, the Ksuvus Rashi, the first Ksuvus Avdal and Beis explains goyel zekisa aron. There's a first to the covering of the coffin. But dayfik, who dayfik shaltzam? That's the wall of the side of the coffin. So it says, "Rakasha ben tam." It's difficult to ben tam because don't pick behem hamakashli markel. And Davayim bezim amenal expounds when it says the pasuk "Panei asod" on the surface of the field. This is Rabbis goyel v'deifik. These two words. Now, mashma de galuyin hen goyel v'deifik. It sounds like that those two entities are revealed. Ben mechusnem. These are covered in the grave. So pishav ben tam. It says the goyel v'matzeva. Actually, it's the tombstone. But deifik. What is that? That's the one mashma matzeva. The shulzvem. Those are the stones that the tombstone leans on. But makamach mafresh baruch in other place. We explained this at great length, which is Tais in Brachas, and Tais in Shabbos, and in Sukkah, and Ksubis, and Sanhedrin, many other places where Tais discusses this, Machlekes. Next item that the Mishnah mentions, Revi'ez Dam, quarter of a leg of Dam, the oil, as it applies to Revi'ez Dam, is to a quarter of bones, meaning, Sha'af B'Shem B'Tam B'Oil, now, even though this is going to contaminate in the oil, in Anuz M'Galechlen, but Allah mentioned that requires a half a cup or half a leg. It's not going to be tummy. It's not going to make him cut his hair on that. Now, ubedin hu that by leila misne. In truth, it should have said pugs machatzi loig dam or pugs machatzi kav, not a quarter of a kav, a quarter of a leg. Should have said anything less than a half a leg of blood or half a kav of bones. I'm not sure. My first pair of bones is just picking specific numbers which are mentioned in the first pair of olas. Shem etam oil, which it's metam oil, but even so, it's not going to have the halacha of nazir being megaleach on that. Next item mentioned in the Mishnah is v'kelim hanogim emes, regarding vessels that touch a dead person, because as Tais explained, the chiyamis meso lava matar. It says if the person is going to come in contact with a dead person, not with the vessel touching a dead person. The Gemara is going to explain which vessel are we actually talking about. Another case in the Mishnah is the meis sefarei v'meis gemarei, the days of his counting, the days when he finishes pirish. What is this referring to? If you have a nazir shaman mixes naziris, if you have a nazir already counted some of the days of a naziris, but sefarei and became a mitzayra. Now, peyni me gamar, when the days that he finished, the what is that? You may chiluta when he's confirmed. Gamar is like confirmed, is finished, but not suffic anymore. He's confirmed. Shechiltu l'tumah, that they confirmed him that he has a tumah tzras. Peyni me sefarei, which they counted actually afterwards, achas shochol, after it was confirmed, meaning. As the pasuk says, "V'ra coin the coin sees been in nirpan negaman zeloah." So confirm this when he had the trust, but when he gets healed, so maybe it's a primary brings birds. Megalechi cuts his hair, but nechnas b'machne Yisrael goes into the machne Yisrael, which is the equivalent of Yerushalayim. Yesh mochus la'alei shabbos yom stays out of his tent for 7 days. Meaning she also v'tashma because he's been to have marital intimacy. V'yemeshvi megalech on the seventh day he cuts his hair, but ubishmini maybe karban tzaras. On day 8 is when he brings the karban tzaras. Now, but ishin yom those 7 days, when he was healed already. But he has to wait to have his purification. Kurin may sefarah, that's called the days of his counting. Vein oil lemein naziris, and that's what the Mishnah says, that they don't count towards the days of a naziris. But vein mevap nazakam, they also don't demolish the counting of naziris that he had up until this point. Now, as Rav Rantzberg adds in the words, because of beferish nazir, which Rav Rantzberg explains, I mean to say that Tesis found for some commentary on nazir that writes, that beitzel lemisni sefarah begemara, we have to bring both of these cases of the Metzera, the days of his counting and the days of his chilutai, because the Itan Svarad, we only said the case of his counting. I mean, I would have said, you make Gemara the Chamir, but the days of his chilut, when he was confirmed in Tzaira, which is more severe, obviously, he's telling me then, that maybe Saisid actually would demolish what he counted. Between the Gemara, we said, only days of chilut, I mean, I would have said to say, I'm a Svarad, the kill, but regarding the days of his sphere, which is Modli, Oila actually would count towards it. So you have to say both. That they're both not going to have either extreme, that it's not going to demolish, but it's not going to be counted towards his days of his nazir. But Taisa B'tzarachin, you have to look into this, because the latest name is Svarah, only says the days of his counting. But like the name, you cannot say, as we just said, Gemara, but I would have thought to say the days of his confirmed Tzaras is Saisa, is demolished, because you can't have desiccated by Nefke Mendev Mashim is Svarah and the Saisa. Who gives the days of a counting is not going to be Saisa? Rikva saw some time he made Gemara, already was demolished from the days of his confirmed Tzaras. Can't have a Svarah until you have Chilutai. The days remains with Tzarachin on that. Next is Maschel. To begin the words of the Mishnah, it says, Al Elu in Nazar Megalech. So regarding all these cases, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, the Nazar is not Megalech, which Chase explains, Lekoyim Esefarim and Megemar is not going the days of his Tzaras, of the days of his counting, and of the days of his confirmed Tzaras, Shadehu Tzarech Legalech Mishal Tzarat. There he actually has to cut his hair, not because of Naziras, but because of Tzaras. Al Koyah Shariah is going to other cases, Megalech and Nazar Tameh, that it does not cut his hair, like the Lach of Nazar Tameh. And the Mishnah says, Umazah, and some Gisoy Subtaises add in the words, that he has to spray himself b'shlishi b'shvi on day 3 and day 7. Taisa says l'koy nami amigemar b'misvare. So this is how you read the later words. Also, it's not going on the days of gemar b'svare, because actually the intern he does not have to spray himself. Look, toma over here. B'chinish kem shnagim b'mes. I mean, at least not the toma of mes. And also, you have the case of a mishnah with the vessel that touched that person. Also, the intern they don't need to be sprayed. The person who touched the keli, and v'chin mashman amigemara was something with the gemara on amid base. The lekoy a keli manogim emes is not going a vessel that touched a dead person. To explain the ma'ariv b'kli eitz that talk about wooden vessels, they not nagib behem tzarazan. The person who touched those vessels don't need to be sprayed. V'chin also lekoy amigemara b'mesvara. The intern does not need to be sprayed. Lekoy shet going to other cases which are b'is dam b'gal b'devik. Those cases where he becomes tamimes, then he has to be sprayed with the purifying ash. Whereas day 3 and day 7.